April 10, a time for decision. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Joshua 24:15. Today the world is mad, and insanity is upon men and women, and is hurrying them on to eternal ruin. Every species of indulgence prevails, and men have become so infatuated with vice that they will not listen to warnings or appeals. The Lord says to the people of the earth, choose you this day whom ye will serve. All are now deciding their eternal destiny. Men need to be aroused to realize the solemnity of the time, the nearness of the day when human probation shall be ended. God gives no man a message that will be 5 years or 10 years or 20 years before this earth's history shall close. He would not give any living being an excuse for delaying the preparation for his appearing. He would have no one say, as did the unfaithful servant, my Lord delayeth his coming, for this leads to reckless neglect of the opportunities and privileges given to prepare us for that great day. Everyone who claims to be a servant of God is called to do his service, as if each day might be the last. Talk of the speedy appearing of the Son of Man in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Put not off that day. Here is the great burden to be carried by each one. Are my sins forgiven? Has Christ the burden-bearer taken away my guilt? Have I a clean heart, purified by the righteousness of Jesus Christ? Woe be to any soul who is not seeking a refuge in Christ. Woe be to all who shall in any way divert the mind from the work and cause any soul to be less vigilant now. The great work from which the mind should not be diverted is a consideration of our personal standing in the sight of God. Are our feet on the rock of ages? Are we hiding ourselves in the only refuge? The storm is coming, relentless in its fury. Are we prepared to meet it? Are we one with Christ as he is one with the Father? Are we heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ? The character of Christ is to be our character. We are to be transformed by the renewing of our hearts. Here is our only safety. Nothing can separate a living Christian from God.